Loving God, we give you thanks for all your love for your creation. We give you thanks for your love for each one of us here today. And as we gather here, so we pray that that same love would grow in our hearts and our minds. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you please take your seats for our first Bible reading?
My reading today from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, I will be reading from verses 1 to 9. If you would like to follow it on your pew Bibles, you'll find it on page 185. Love the Lord your God. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit down at home and when you walk along the road, when you lay down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. This is the words of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Can I invite you to stand for our gospel reading? Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Teach us, Lord Jesus Christ, to love as you love, for we ask this in your holy name. Amen. Do you please take your seats? Well, it's a real joy to be here today for this confirmation service, and I'm going to keep my comments relatively brief because in a moment or two you're going to be seeing a video, actually, of the confirmation candidates. They've been asked to say just a little bit about their journey and what's brought them to this moment of confirmation. So in a sense, that's the far more important part for you to be able to hear today. But just briefly, a couple of comments on those Bible passages that we've just heard read. Let me start by saying this has been an extraordinary week for me, but for many, many other people as well. So last Saturday, as I was walking home from an event in Leicester, I got a message to say that there had been a major incident at King Power Stadium. Like many others, I think, I found myself at that moment with all sorts of terrible images going through my mind of a helicopter coming down, knowing that there would have been crowds of people all around the stadium. Mercifully, of course, the people had gone by that time, but nevertheless, our thoughts and prayers have very much been with the families and friends, and indeed the football club, with the death of five people in that helicopter. The outpouring of love from across the city, the county, the footballing world beyond has been really quite extraordinary. I've been at one or two different things during the course of this week, and it really has been quite remarkable to see the way people of all different backgrounds have come together to want to display their grief and their shock and their support. Of course, as that was happening, news was also coming through from Pittsburgh in America of a terrible shooting in a synagogue. People who had gathered for their own worship on an ordinary Sabbath day, and a gunman came to kill. So just yesterday, I was in a synagogue in Leicester with, again, a large number of people from all sorts of different backgrounds who had come to show their support for the Jewish community of Leicester, a community which is quite small and feels itself to be vulnerable and which has been quite literally scared in the light of recent events. But again, it was good to be with them at that moment of an outpouring of love and support for them as a community. And then, as if all that wasn't enough, we gather here this morning with news coming through from Egypt of a group of Christians, Coptic Christians, on pilgrimage to a holy site in Egypt. And again, a gunman has come and killed seven, we believe, and seven others injured in hospital at the moment. The words of one of the Coptic priests struck me as I was reading a report about that shooting. Quite extraordinarily, he said to the reporter, "We want everyone to know that we love the people who have done this, but we also want to ask them a question. And the question is, why?" It's a question I'm sure that is on all our hearts and minds in the lights of these sorts of events. Why? And we have no answer if we're honest. But somewhere in the midst of all the pain and the tragedy of it all, there are these little flickers, these little glimmers of light and of love. The words of that Coptic priest: "We want these people to know that we love them in spite of what they've done." The outpouring of love for the football club or the Jewish community. These little glimmers of light and of love. It's important that we hold on to these things. And in particular, I think important for us this morning. I was so struck as I was preparing for today to then look at our two Bible readings. First of all, that reading from Deuteronomy. Here are a group of, well, migrants, a group of people migrating from one land to another. We could even say, yes, a caravan of refugees who have been moving through the deserts and are now on the verge of the promised land. They have all sorts of hopes in their minds, all sorts of longings that they are looking for in this promised land, and all sorts of things that they've been learning about as they have been traveling through the deserts. But now at this moment of being on the verge of the promised lands, Moses, as it is in the book of John of Deuteronomy, wants to remind them of the dangers that when they arrive in this land and they settle, and when it all becomes comfortable for them, the greatest danger is that they lose sight of the importance of love for others. He reminds them of the central commandments and basically says, when you enter this new land, what matters above everything else is that you hold on to the central commandments to love God and to love your neighbor. And it's a reminder of just how easy it is to lose sight of that, particularly when things are comfortable and going well. And then the second reading, as we get a scribe coming to Jesus and asking him that same question about what is the most important commandment. We don't know quite why he was asking the question. Was it a trick to see if he could catch him out? We're not entirely sure. What's interesting, though, for me is right at the end of it, when the scribe not only agrees with Jesus in saying, yes, the central commandment is to love God with all that you are and to love your neighbor as yourself, but the scribe then adds in the words that this is even more important than all the sacrifices or burnt offerings. In other words, all the religious rituals. It's as if he is saying all these things count for nothing if we do not have love for God and for others. So a very simple reminder to us this morning, and in particular, I guess, to our seven candidates coming for confirmation. This is a wonderfully significant moment for them on their journey, for family and friends here to support them. And I simply want to say this to you, that at this moment, as you publicly declare your faith in God, as we pray for you, we are praying above all else that love would rule in your hearts and in your minds. Love for God, your creator, and love for your neighbor, whoever that may be. And everything else that we do in church, in a sense, pales into insignificance in the light of that. In a sense, it's all focused there. So when we gather together in a moment, as we will, around this table at the front, we come to be reminded very simply of the story of God's love expressed in Jesus Christ. He said the words, do this in memory of me. And that's what we're doing. It's the simple story of God's not abandoning the world to its own evil in its own way, but God coming to enter into the world, to live among us, to show God's love to us. And to show us that it is possible to live a life of love, even in the midst of all the challenges of this life. And that's why we do this. That's why it's so central to all we do as a church. It's about the reminder to love. And if what we are doing doesn't lead us into greater love for God and lead us into greater love for our neighbors, then I suggest to you we've got something seriously wrong. So that's my simple prayer for our seven candidates, but indeed for every one of you here today, whatever your background, whatever your situation in life. My hope, my prayer for you is that there may be something in this service which will help you in thinking more about love and your love for God, your creator, and your love for others around about you.
Grace Thomas.
I'm Malcolm, and I live in Littlehurst.
I'm Derek, and I live in Bettiswell.
My name's Helen Underwood. I live in Dundon Bassett, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Janet from Littlehurst. I've been here since 1966 when we got married.
My name's Rob. I live in Clipston. I've been there about 22 years now. I'm married to the lovely Sarah, and I have two children. Well, they're getting grown up quite quickly now.
How did you first hear about Christ?
When I first went to church with my mum and dad.
From the age of five, I attended a Church of England school, and Sunday school, and from nine, I went on to sing in the church choir.
So I first heard about Jesus when I was young through my parents. I've always known about Jesus for as long as I can remember. And I've grown up in that atmosphere of knowing who Jesus is. And as I've grown up and got older, I've found out more and more about him.
My parents told me about Jesus and they taught me to pray.
He just sent me saying Sophie, I'm right here.
That's wonderful.
So what he's saying is he wants me to be with him, so.
My parents taught me to pray and I went to school, Sunday school and school assembly, yes.
Why are you excited to be confirmed?
I want to reaffirm my faith with God, that my parents did when I was baptised.
I'm excited about being confirmed today and also a little bit nervous. It's part of a journey that I'm taking in exploring ordination, and if that is for me, and this is part of that journey.
To show my belief in God and to show that I am his willing servant.
I'm getting communion.
Following Jesus.
It's an opportunity for me to openly declare myself to the Lord and to confirm or reaffirm the promises made by my parents on my behalf.
What is Jesus like?
Jesus is loving,
patient,
gracious,
selfless,
caring,
guiding,
and kind and forgiving.
So let me say this, he's my friend.
He walks with me and he never leaves.
He guides me.
He's been there for me all my life.
And he's my hero.
He comforts me.
He knows all about me and he still loves me.
He's our saviour.
Bishop, it's my privilege to present to you Derek. It's also my privilege to present to you Malcolm and Janet and Sophie.
Bishop Martin, may I present to you Caroline and Helen from Dunton Bassett from All Saints Church.
Bishop Martin, delighted to present Rob from St. Ives in Harbour.
Thank you all for your presentation. So I have some questions to ask the seven of you now. Have you been baptised in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit?
I have.
Thank you. And are you ready with your own mouth and from your own hearts to affirm your faith in Jesus Christ? And now a question for all of you gathered here today. Faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those whom he is calling. People of God, will you welcome these candidates and uphold them in their life in Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
Thank you. We all wander far from God and lose our way. Christ comes to find us and welcomes us home. In baptism, we respond to his call. Therefore, I ask the seven of you, do you turn away from sin? Do you reject evil? Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? Do you turn to Christ as Lord? May God, who has given you the desire to follow Christ, give you strength to continue in the way. Amen. I'm going to invite the candidates now, if you would, to come and join me around the font here. Our candidates today, who've all been baptized before, so they've been baptized in water before, but in a moment I'm going to be reminding them of their baptism, which, as I've warned them already, does mean they are going to get wet in a moment or two. And some of the rest of you might also get a little bit wet as well, just to warn you as well. So, brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess together with these candidates the faith of the church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Father, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And so I say to you, remember your baptism into Christ Jesus. Remember your baptism into Christ Jesus. Remember your baptism into Christ Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you for our fellowship in the household of faith with all who have been baptized into your name. Keep us faithful to our baptism, and so make us ready for that day when the whole creation shall be made perfect in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given these your servants new birth in baptism by water and the Spirit, and have forgiven them all their sins. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and inward strength, the Spirit of knowledge and true godliness. And let their delight be in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Rob, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Rob with your Holy Spirit.
Malcolm,
God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Malcolm with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Janet,
God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Janet with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Helen,
God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Helen with your Holy Spirit. Caroline, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Caroline with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Derek,
God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Derek with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Sophie, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Sophie with your Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we pray together. Defend, O Lord, these your servants with your heavenly grace, that they may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until they come to your everlasting kingdom. Amen. I wonder if I can ask you all to stand as we come to share a sign of God's peace. God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given us the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of God's peace.